The Carbondale Chamber is made up of 480 members, 80, and our membership ranges from Aspen down to Grand Junction and everywhere in between. And we are very unique in that, like many nonprofits, we are small but mighty. I am our one full-time person in the chamber, and then we have two part-time staff. And, you know, we just really work to market and promote our Carbondale Chamber members. So it is membership-driven. And we just really provide that platform and being that larger voice for small business.
So you're partnering with Carbondale Arts and the Tourism Council to launch new visitor information kiosks around town. You really spearheaded this project, right? Tell us about it.
Sure. So it just came out of a vision that we'd had. The Carbondale Chamber relocated their office to the 3rd Street Center about 4.5 years ago. And as much as we would love a Main Street presence, we just didn't have the budget to have that. So we are now in the 3rd Street Center. We love it. It's a great place for us. And this just allows us to reach more people by having this virtual kiosk. And that way, you know, it's kind of our full-time volunteer, if you will.
So 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. when the 3rd Street Center is open, people can come to the Tourism Visitor Center and check out this kiosk. But there are others as well.
There are. So we're installing one over at the launch pad. And it just worked out perfectly with timing because we had kind of conceptualized this idea of creating a virtual kiosk. And at the same time, the then CCAH, now Carbondale Arts, was going through their first phase of the creative district and creating that creative inventory. And we're looking for a platform to provide information for that. So timing was right. And so, yes, there will be one that's in the process of being installed at the launch pad, which is home to Carbondale Arts, as well as the Village Smithy restaurant. And then over time, we hope to have different kiosks throughout town, throughout the creative district, as well as the hotel properties.
So in addition to the physical kiosks, you've also launched this new website with creative district's info, ideas for making Carbondale your base camp for adventure, and a business directory. Anyone can go on the web to find this at kiosk.carbondale.com. But then the idea is that people here physically, you know, say on Main Street, they walk into Village Smithy, they can use this kiosk for what exactly?
Yes. So this is really kind of this interface. So the web address that you just mentioned, it's more for people that they go and they actually touch and play with the kiosk at those three locations. And then if they wanted to continue their research further, when they get home, they can still have that same interface. And it's a really fun project. These three entities came together just to create this landing page, if you will, and it directs them specifically to those separate websites. So the creative industries, the whole inventory is on this creative district website. And then Carbondale.com just got a new facelift, and that is home to Carbondale Chamber, as well as the Tourism Council of Carbondale, which is an entity of the chamber. So those are kind of segmented out within the kiosk, but also on the website.
And you guys worked with Rainy Day Designs and Soper's Apps?
We did. So those are two local businesses that worked specifically with us on this kiosk project. And then Footsteps Marketing did the interface for the redesign of Carbondale.com.
So truly that spirit of collaboration with a local flair. Why is Carbondale's recognition from the state of Colorado as a creative district significant in your opinion?
It is so significant because I think it helps with business development, economic development. It really helps kind of bolster the current arts programs that we have in Carbondale, as well as bringing possibility to new programming and new additional arts. And it's so fun because I think it really brought to the forefront the importance of the arts community. And also, you know, a number of businesses that perhaps 10 years ago were not considered arts. And so now we have cultural and heritage, and we have, you know, traditional art as well as culinary. And it really brings that awareness. And then also people are really seeking out statewide tourism and also destinations that are creative districts. So I think it brings, you know, it helps with sales tax revenue and generating that, as well as the lodging tax.
Well, and it's interesting because the definition within the creative district is broad enough that, for example, one of the things I'm glad is in there is health and wellness, because you have people who do everything from massage therapy to acupuncture to yoga. And these kind of folks are absolutely a part of the creative energy of town, but maybe historically, like you said, haven't been thought of as an arts organization.
Right.
So it does kind of give a broader sense of how much cool local stuff is happening in Carbondale.
I agree completely. And just kind of opening those new ideas and doors to something that perhaps a few years ago was not brought to the forefront.
Andrea Stewart is executive director of the Carbondale Chamber of Commerce. The first kiosk is now up at the Tourism Visitor Center at the 3rd Street Center. Coming soon to the launch pad, the Village Smithy, and then next year, you said other creative district businesses and hotels. details.
You got it.
So I guess we'll see you this evening at the Third Street Center for the Mayoral Forum.
Yes, from 5:30 to 7.
Working together with the Soper Sun on this event, and we'll bring you that live here on KDNK. Andrea Stewart, Carbondale Chamber of Commerce, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thank you.